Chad Christensen is a fuel specialist expert with CHS. And Chad, the reason for the call, what timing? Because boy, sure looks like this is payback time for that really nice January we had, but we're going to have some really cold temperatures and there are a lot of diesel engines that need to be performing no matter how cold it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like someone left the window open. We're getting ready to go into the deep freeze here over the next couple of weeks.
Now, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, Chad, is I've been running diesel engines virtually all of my life, and that's a lot of decades. But I was still wondering, I'm starting to hear things now about additives that you can put in number two fuel so that won't gel versus I've always just done it the simple way. I've just blended number one, or when I was a dairy farmer and I had a skid steer that had to run every day and I had a tractor and loader that had to scoop corn silage out of the bunker every day, I burned 100% number one diesel fuel all winter long.
Yeah, and depending on what the temperatures are out there, Jerry, you're gonna want to know and understand first and foremost is your diesel's cold weather characteristics. And so that means on that number two fuel, you're going to want to know what the cloud point is. And that's really that temperature at which you start seeing that wax paraffin that's inherently in that diesel fuel. You're going to see that start to cloud up. And so, you know, in our neck of the woods in the upper Midwest, we're looking at ranges from 0 degrees, even -5 degrees, all the way up to 12 or 15 in some cases. And so really understand those cloud points. And then you bring into to the conversation the number one diesel fuel. You know, you're probably a -65, -60 cloud point somewhere in there. So a lot of times when you blend those fuels together at a 50-50 rate, you shouldn't see any issues. But what we're seeing here more recently, you're right, is those additives that we add into the number two fuel and the number one fuel. And what that is, it's a cold flow improver. And so that's going to just drop that temperature at which those wax crystals not only start to form, but they don't form in a way such that it'll plug those filters off.
Now, you're the fuels expert. I'm just a radio guy and a farmer, Chad, but you mentioned the cloud point. My term I could call at the point at which it's going to start to gel and plug your fuel filters. That's a cloud point?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the cloud point, or, you know, it's not necessarily, it's really close to being able to plug your filters. But what we look at for filter plugging is the CFPP, and that's another industry jargon for cold filter plugging point. And so that's the actual temperature at where we're going to see those filters plug. So, you know, like for instance, our Synex seasonally enhanced, it's either in the Roadmaster or the Fieldmaster, our clear or dyed diesel, we've got a -25 cold filter plugging point marketing claim on it. So you should be good down to -25 degrees when using a cold filter plugging point on our seasonally enhanced.
Now, Chad, because I'm a little busy in the spring and the summer, I always haul my corn in January and February. And for a lot of years, there was a Senex station 9 miles the opposite direction of where I was hauling the corn. So when the elevator, the feed mill closed, I needed fuel, I'd run in there and fill up the truck. And I liked that station because it had two pumps. It had a number one diesel pump and a number two. And if you've run the same truck for a lot of years, you know, here's what the gauge is, here's how many gallons it's going to take. And so I blended about 50-50, number one and number two. Well, earlier last January, it was so nice, and here's this convenience store very close to the elevator with a big sign, diesel and the price. So I thought, well, I'm going to save some time. I swung in there, and I ran in and asked the young kid at the counter about the diesel fuel. And he looked at me with a deer in the headlights. And, you know, I understand his job was to clerk and wait on people. He wasn't the convenience store fuels expert. But there was a sticker on the pump that says additives for cold weather included. So I filled it up. Well, a few days later, it was 21 degrees when I left the studio. Got out to the farm, it was 17 degrees. My truck always great stutter. It gets down to middle teens and lower teens. It might squawk a little bit, but it'll start colder than that. You wanted to make sure you have it plugged in. That truck spun over like crazy, and it wouldn't start. And so I was going to leave the starter rest and cool for a second, and I thought, what the heck? And I even double-checked to see if I had the kill switch still pulled out. Tried it another time for a little bit, wouldn't start. Waited a bit, tried it the third time, and it wouldn't start. And it's going to catch any time, right? Well, then all at once, I ran out of battery, so I plugged the tank heater in, put the charger booster on. About 20 minutes later, went back and tried it. It spun over like it had just been shut off after running. Now, if that diesel fuel was maybe number two with additives, would it not start as well maybe as number one fuel blended in there?
Well, great question, and we hear this a lot, this scenario. And so what we've seen, yes, to answer your question, if you do blend the number one fuel in there, it doesn't have that paraffin wax in that number one diesel. So you're cutting that out of the equation. So that is going to help and be beneficial. The number two with the CFI or the cold flow improvers is going to be beneficial as well if it's a wax issue. Now, what we have seen in the past is over the summer, you know, a lot of diesel equipment tanks will build up condensation with the hotter and colder temperatures in the day and the evening. And so what you might have is a little bit of water, moisture buildup in the bottom of that filter. And so what we have seen is that, you know, it's not necessarily the fuel that's gelling, but it's just that little bit of ice in the bottom of that filter that's choking off of that fuel. And so if you bring that fuel filter, or like you say, if you hook it up to a heater block, you know, you're going to see that water melt out of there, and then you're going to get to going again, you know, start right up. And what we've seen on fuel filters that are blocked because of the wax is you spin those fuel filters off, you take it in the shop, and it's still, you know, coagulated. It's still, every piece of that wax is still held tightly around that filter. So you wouldn't be able to start that up without changing that fuel filter and putting on a new one. So I think perhaps, you know, in this scenario, what you might have had is it just a touch of moisture in the bottom of that, in the bottom of that fuel filter, and it's just choking off that diesel from getting to your engine.
Well, then that kind of fits too, because let me see which station is going to be moving more diesel fuel. A convenience store, they mainly sell gas. I don't think they sell a whole lot of diesel fuel. Versus the Senex pumps where all the truckers go in to fill up.
Absolutely. So, and to that point, you know, that number two diesel might have had a higher cloud point in it, you know, depending on where the site got it from, that last delivery. So it could have been perhaps a higher cloud diesel in that tank. And so that could have caused you some issues as well.
Well, I was thinking about this, Chad, and thinking about it, the only thing was where I got the fuel. And so when I was hauling into the elevator, I mentioned it, the manager and a couple farmers were in there, and they said, sure had to be where you got the diesel fuel, because never had any trouble before, and now all at once I did. So are you going to say, after all these decades, Jerry, you should have known better, or a stitch in time saves nine? You going to take your chance, Chad?
Yeah, what is it, an ounce of prevention
is a pound of cure.
Yeah, and that's what we want to focus on here going forward, is because, you know, like you said, in the next 2 weeks, I mean, we're seeing really cold temperatures, so now is the time, you know, or even a week ago, but definitely now, if you do have number two in there that doesn't have number one, make sure you contact your local Senex premium diesel dealer to bring you out a shot of that number one premium diesel, or even even our Wintermaster premium diesel is set up to run at temperatures at it's got a cloud, or I'm sorry, it's got a operability claim of 30 below. So that should get you through the real cold spells. If it gets much colder than that, like you say, I'd run a straight number one straight number one Fieldmaster premium diesel in it.
When I needed that skid steer and that tractor and loader to run, whether it was 30 below zero or 30 above, I burned 100% number one, and I didn't care, Chad, that it cost more money, more expensive, or that I didn't have the performance. I wanted the darn diesel engine to run. You only got to get caught with number two fuel or plug fuel filters on a really cold day once, and you decide you want to do everything you can so you don't have to go through that again.
That's absolutely the case. That's absolutely the case. We supply a lot of school bus fleets just for that reason. You know, they're using our products like Cinex Wintermaster just because of that reason. They, you know, if they've had problems in the past, they want to make sure they don't have them again.
Chad Christensen, who's a fuels expert with CHS.